Yelling and crying is perhaps the only option left with the victim families of thousands of missing Pakistani nationals. Their loved ones were allegedly kidnapped none other than by their own intelligence agencies. Many among them were handed over to the U.S. under the cover of so-called war on terror. Inside this court building, judges grilled country's defense minister and other senior officials. But like always, they refused to produce detained people until the court initiated a criminal proceeding against a senior military official. This finally compelled the government to agree to produce some of them.
We will produce some of the missing nationals before the Supreme Court tomorrow. Rest of them would be produced next week or maybe even tomorrow before the court.
Iftikhar Muhammad Chaudhry, the Chief Justice of Pakistan, was twice dismissed by former military dictator General Pervez Musharraf, primarily for hearing cases of missing Pakistani nationals. However, in historical turnaround of events, Justice Chaudhry was twice restored after widespread agitation.
Around 1,000 people were released during the tenure of Chief Justice Iftikhar Chaudhry. And this is something which has never happened in the history of Pakistan. Largest number was picked up, and maybe the largest number was released so far.
With Chief Justice retiring next week, the top officials within civil institutions and military are using delaying tactics to defy his orders to recover missing Pakistani nationals. But these victim families are worried. Who else now would pursue their cases so forcefully in the Supreme Court? Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.